Hello out there, all of you philanthropic ears. Your fingers have inserted the figurative keys into the equally figurative locks on your literal sound system. By which I mean, you turned it on. And you're now listening to KDRT 95.7 FM, low power community radio in Davis, California, completely unencumbered. By which I mean your stereo or other electronic device still works. Hooray! The program which is currently befuddling you is called A Constant Grin. It's home recorded, lasts for 30 minutes, and consists of indie rock and roll music with an emphasis on the unconventional. Fridays at 2 p.m. is when to listen if you want to hear brand new episodes, and there are also weekend evening replays and podcasts whenever you'd like to hear them over at our website, kdrt.org. And speaking of KDRT's website, I'm glad I conveniently brought that up. Because this week happens to be our annual spring fundraiser, and the place to make a donation is kdrt.org/donate. In case you weren't already hip to the news, KDRT is a non-profit organization, and we rely on your generous support to stay on the air as well as online. Davis is lucky to have a local radio station in an era when local radio has pretty much dried up. It offers an easy and effective means of spreading important Davis news, current events, music events, arts, culture, and also affords Davis citizens such as myself to share their unique tastes in music with the rest of the city and, of course, across the internet. So while you ruminate on how generous and/or financially solvent you're feeling, I'll get to the music. This first one is by the band Midlake. It's called No One Knew Where We Were.
Oh,
You are listening to A Constant Grin here on Low Power Community Radio in Davis, California. This is K-Dirt 95.7 FM. The song I just played was by Zoppo. That song was called Wrong Way Around. They were a band from Amsterdam. They started off making lo-fi home recordings, moved into some lengthier post-rock-esque songs, and then ended their tenure by creating something more like noise pop. And the song you just heard was from what I call their noise pop period, although it's actually one of the softer and slower songs on the album from which it originates. That album in question was titled Don't Trust Scarred Survivors, and it was released back in 2006. And I began the set with Midlake. That song was called No One Knew Where We Were. They were a band from Denton, Texas. They made music that vaguely resembled Granddaddy, Flaming Lips, maybe Radiohead, before moving in more of a 70s folk direction and gaining greater critical and commercial success. And then their lead singer left. No One Knew Where We Were is off their 2004 album. It was called Bamnan and Slivercork. Alright, and so as I previously mentioned, K-Dirt is having its spring fundraiser this week, and you can make a donation at kdrt.org/donate. Operators are not standing by, but the internet is. And donations of all sizes are welcomed and appreciated, and recurring donations are also an option. $5 to $10 a month really adds up over the course of a year. So if you enjoyed the show, if you want to support me in my 16-year journey of spreading quiet then loud indie rock to the people of Davis, I would be much appreciative. Or maybe you find this show strange, but simply appreciate the diversity of local programming that K-Dirt brings to the airwaves table. That's a good reason to donate too, in my humble opinion. But to me personally, it means a lot to be able to share these songs with everyone each and every week, have a public forum to say, remember my dad by, with a B-themed show like I did last week. Not a lot of people get those types of opportunities, and I certainly don't take it for granted. And I appreciate all of you who tune in, either purposely or accidentally, and I definitely appreciate any monetary K-Dirt support you think you can muster. Or even just telling your friends and family you like the show or the station, that's awesome too. But anyway, the address again is kdrt.org/donate. Okay, so returning to the music once again, for this next set, I'm actually going to play four back-to-back songs by the band New Radiant Storm King. They formed in Amherst, Massachusetts back in right around 1990, I think, and they existed for something like 20 years, rubbing elbows of better-known indie rock bands of the era, and moving from creating noise rock to something closer to experimental guitar-heavy indie pop. But while trying to choose a song from one of their eight or so albums I wanted to play on the show this week, I noticed that most of the albums had at least one song that was kind of shorter, quieter, maybe a little bit slower than the others. An outlier song, if you will. And I did. And I also noticed that I actually liked a lot of these outlier tracks, which is when the light bulb went off over my head and I decided, hey, I should play four of them in a row. Which brings us to now. So this set spans actually about a decade of the band's music, from 1996 to about 2006, and all these songs are by New Radiant Storm King. We're going to listen to them in order of oldest to newest. So this first one is called Embry's Crossroads. I
quite shocked, 'cause you know I can't sleep. I am stupid and lazy, immortal and weak. No, you don't know, you don't know, you don't know, you don't know, you don't know anything at all now. It's complicated and I'm still so aware. Believe in what is chase, but still I hasten the wait. Moist and glowing in the thought of no. Finished in an image of its own. Break one off for me and cordon it off in obscurity. You are saintly and I'm still a parody.
Sweaty as Samuel's.
This is 95.7 FM in Davis, California, KDRT. The show is called A Constant Grin, and you just listened to a set of shorter, slower, and quieter songs from the Western Massachusetts band New Radiant Storm King. Those were played from oldest to newest. The one you just heard was titled Yard Sale Legacy. That one's off their 2006 album, The Steady Hand. Prior to that, you heard Leslie Skyline from their 2002 album, Winter's Kill. Ahead of that one was a song titled Contentedly, The Era Died. That one's taken from their 1998 album Singular, No Article. And I began the set with Embry's Crossroads, which is derived from possibly my favorite album of theirs. From 1996, it was called Hurricane Necklace. And so that brings us to the end of another episode, but I would like to remind you one more time that kdrt.org/donate is accepting entries into the awesome contest for those with money earmarked for good taste. Seriously, though, we do appreciate your listening and, of course, your support. I'll leave you with one final song by Ralpartha Vogelbacher. They were a San Francisco band fronted by Chadwick Bidwell with some help from the members of The More Shallows, who are a favorite band of mine and also from San Francisco. This one's off the final Ralpartha Vogelbacher album from 2008. It was titled Shrill Falcons. According to an NPR article of the time, much of the album was about Chadwick's father, who had recently passed away, including this specific song. This one's by Ralpartha Vogelbacher. This song is called Party After the Wake.
Silver dollars pulled from my collection. The left was in uncirculated condition.